Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Right now, let's talk some Five Stripes with our buddy Jason Longshore on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason was a very spirited conversation last time, but unfortunately they ran into an old frenemy in New York in the Red Bulls, and they fell 2-0. Just the diagnosis there, was it just simply, I asked this of Joe Patrick earlier and he agreed, just a tough day versus a tough team and a tough team that you've struggled against historically as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. There's no way around that. This is a matchup that can be difficult for Atlanta United. The Red Bulls are one of the best teams at home in MLS. Like, since they opened that stadium, now Sports Illustrated Stadium, it is one of the toughest places to play in the league. The record backs it up. But even put that aside, you can't give away a goal on the road in the third, fourth minute on a horrible giveaway in your own half. Like, we talk about, I hate the cliches. I hate the cliche of goals change games. Well, duh, of course they do. There's, you know, not a whole lot of goals in game. So, of course, they're going to change it. Game state's a real thing, though. Like, when the goal is scored is the more important conversation. When you fall behind before you even really get started, it just kills your chances of coming back into it. You have to start opening up more. You have to start taking more chances, putting numbers forward, and then you're going to get caught. I thought they responded pretty well. But then when you have that moment of, okay, let's catch our breaths. We've been chasing this game for about 30 minutes. Let's catch our breath here. And you let their center back, who's one of the best in the league at picking out long passes, pick one out, 2-0, curtains.
So when it comes to the way, as you were just describing, the way that the game sort of lent itself to the formations and the shapes and the scoring and the opportunities, what was different? Was it New York Red Bulls' defense, or was it the way Atlanta United was attacking that had been different and led to them not being able to put one home, as opposed to what we saw over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is because Red Bulls get that early goal and then they get a second before halftime. They're able to be more conservative. They can sit a little bit deeper. They can risk less, and the spaces is just, they're not there for you. Also, tired legs. I mean, that's a real factor in this one. You're kind of in a coin flip situation of, do you stay with a lineup that has gotten results and see how long they can go in this one? Or do you make a whole bunch of changes and potentially not have chemistry with new players coming into the group? Ronnie Dyla went with, let's go with what's been working, one minor tweak of Pedro Amador coming back into the starting lineup. And ultimately, that's nullified because you give up a goal so early. And, you know, it's not to blame everything on Miguel Almiron for a mistake, but it's a mistake that ends up making the likelihood of winning very, very low in this one because of a pass you just can't make and a turnover that you just can't have and giving up a goal at a time in the match that you just can't give up.
All right, so with the next match being Thursday the 12th, obviously a nice little break here. How do you manage the training schedule versus the rest that they need? And then do we see any significant changes coming back for that next match?
Yeah, that next match is going to be a bit of a crapshoot at this point because you have a whole bunch of guys away on international duty. It's a window where you have World Cup qualifiers in the CONCACAF region. Jay Fortune is part of that with Trinidad and Tobago. You have World Cup qualifiers in South America. Miguel Almiron, Luis Abram, they're part of that. You have World Cup qualifiers. Don't think anybody factors into Nations League in UEFA, but you have World Cup qualifiers going on in Europe as well, and you have players called in, Saba, Bartosz Ślisz. You're going to be missing a whole bunch of guys from the training ground over this next week. I think all told, when you factor in Atlanta United 2 and you factor in academy players who've been called up to youth national teams, and first team players who've been called up to youth national teams for that matter, you're looking at, I think, 13 players in total that have been called up. Now, not all of those are factors in the starting lineup directly, but training is going to be a bit of a challenge over the next few days. They're taking time off to catch up on those days off that you have to have, and also the fact that a lot of guys are away. So I think they're reconvening, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday. It'll probably be a little bit of a mix, although Atlanta United 2 plays on Friday and then again next Wednesday. So, you know, those guys have to get ready for games. So it's going to be a bit of a mix of second team, first team, maybe a few academy players who are around to have training sessions. And then when you get the team back together for the match on the 12th, you're going to have some guys that played on the 10th in a World Cup qualifier. And you look at Miguel Almiron, you look at Luis Abram, for example, in South America. The logistics of getting them to New York will be a challenge. They might be arriving on game day and they might have played 2 days before and then flying from South America, which isn't exactly a short flight. So the lineup on the 12th, your guess is as good as mine, and it is going to be a little bit of who is available, who's fresh, and you're going to have to take some chances with that starting lineup.
I believe, and I want you to definitely correct me if I'm wrong here, is Christian Pulisic not playing in that game for U.S.? Versus
for the U.S.?
Yeah, for Switzerland. I believe I read something saying he wasn't going to be a part of the team for a while.
Yeah, so for the U.S. this summer, you've got two friendlies, and then you've got the Gold Cup, which is the North American and Central American championship. And it's important, but Christian Pulisic is dealing with a chronic hip issue. I think a hip flexor, if I'm not mistaken. And he played, I think over the past 2 years, there's only a handful of guys who have played more games in a top five European league than Pulisic. And the wear and tear is real. He's not going to have another break between now and the World Cup. And I would love for him to play in the Gold Cup. I think anybody who is a U.S. men's national team fan would like to see that. But if I have to choose him getting an extended break to rest his body and be in a better position for the World Cup, I'll sacrifice the Gold Cup. Now, he's got to perform next summer, and there's going to be maybe a little extra pressure because of not participating in the Gold Cup this summer. But it's all about next summer. If the U.S. has a good run in the World Cup and Christian Pulisic is a big part of that, we will forget about this conversation and we'll forget about the 2025 Gold Cup. If the 2026 World Cup is as good as it possibly can be for the U.S. men's national team.
Talking all things Atlanta United and some national team convo as well with our good buddy Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Give him a follow on the Twitter at Longshoe. So what is, while we're on it, what is the state overall of the men's national team right now? I know there was some changes over the last year and change. Where did things sit right now? Just how good are they?
It's a really good question because I don't know. And I don't think it's all on Mauricio Pochettino, the new manager, as to why we don't have an answer to that. You've had some bad luck with injuries, and you've had some bad luck with, you know, the summer could have been an opportunity to get maybe a little bit better grasp on that, but you're not going to get to do that. You're going to be missing some guys due to the Club World Cup as well. Tim Weah, Weston McKennie, they'll be playing in the Club World Cup with Juventus. Gio Reyna with Borussia Dortmund. You have Valerian Balogun that hasn't played in a match with Mauricio Pochettino due to injuries. You had three guys that were called into the summer roster who had to be sent back, and Balogun was one of them. So it's a bit of a mix and match right now. The summer, the Nations League was the last opportunity that we were as close to full strength as you can be with the U.S. men's national team, and it was a failure. You ended up losing two games and finished fourth. You were in the semifinals in that and lost both games. That's a problem. Again, if you are right next summer and you have the World Cup that we all hope to see, which, to be realistic, I think if you get to a round of 16 game, you're going to feel pretty good about it. Of course, like, the routes can be different, and we can sit here and, you know, eat our words next year at this time if that happens. But you got there on a penalty shootout and three draws in the group stage. Like, sure, there's a way to get there that's not impressive. But you have to think about how this World Cup's going to be structured now. You're going to have to get out of your group, be in the top two. You should. You'll be expected to. You'll be a seeded team. Then you've got to get through a round of 32 game. And when you look at the U.S. men's national team in World Cup knockout games, they have a win over Mexico in 2002, and that's it in the modern times, because this is a team that is a top 20 team. They're not a top 10 team. They're a top 20 team. At home in the World Cup, you're going to get a little bit of a boost. You will. And everybody's going to have big expectations. And this next year, calendar year for the U.S. men's national team and some players, like, I got to see Matt Turner playing, the goalkeeper. He's got to be in a club playing regularly, because he didn't look good in the Nations League because he's not playing much right now. He's got to be sharp. There's some other guys who got to be in a better club situation. Gio Reyna's one. I don't know what he can turn into because he hardly plays for Borussia Dortmund. He's got to go somewhere where he's going to play. You've got time to get there, but this World Cup, for me, if you get out of the group and you win a knockout game, I'll be content. If you get to a quarterfinal, that has not happened in our lifetimes. It happened in 1930, where there were 13 teams in the tournament. That's it. So if you get to a quarterfinal, that's as good of a performance as you could possibly imagine for this team. Can miracles happen? Of course. But the reality is, talent-wise, this is a top 20 team. And if you get to the final eight, you punched above your weight. That would be an amazing summer next year.
What type of trajectory is Pulisic on in terms of making the name for, you know, greatest American players of all time, you know, putting himself up there with the Landon Donovans and the Clint Dempseys of the world and the guys that have really made their mark on American soccer? Where does he stand right now? Where's he heading?
That's a really good conversation, and he's in that category now, in my opinion, and some of it is down to what he's done at the club level. He's playing at a club, and it's no disrespect to the decisions that Landon and Clint made. Clint played in Europe at Fulham. He played at Tottenham. Good clubs. You had Landon spend a little bit of time in Europe, but he played mostly in the U.S., and it was the best decision for him. It's not about, I think some national team fans and some pundits in the U.S. will get mad if a top U.S. player makes a decision at the club level that they don't like. Like, a lot of people wanted Donovan to go chase it in Europe. He had the ability to. I think mentally and emotionally, he was better off being in MLS. It suited him well, and he played his best soccer for the U.S. when he was here. So I have no problems with his decision. But Pulisic has done it now.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At some pretty major clubs. He was good at Chelsea and deserved more of an opportunity and didn't get it. And that's on Chelsea. They've been a bit of a dumpster fire at times. He's been as good as anybody in Serie A. And is Serie A the top league in the world? No, I don't think so. But it's in the top five. It's in the top four, maybe top three, to be fair. And he's had as good of a year as you can have at one of the most storied clubs in the world in Milan. And he's done it at Borussia Dortmund, and he did it at Chelsea as well. He's up there. Now, I think what all of us who are fans of the game in this country are looking for is that signature moment in a U.S. shirt. He's had some. The man in the mirror bit against Mexico was really good. He's owned Mexico in some finals. That's big. He's won CONCACAF competitions. That's great. Good things. Really good things. But can he give you the Landon Donovan moment in 2010? Can he give you some of the moments we've seen from Clint Dempsey over his career in a U.S. shirt where he felt really clutch? Can Christian give you that next summer? If he can, he's that guy, and he will surpass anybody else if he can do that next summer on the biggest stage in a World Cup in his home country that Landon and Clint didn't get that opportunity. And they had great moments in the shirt, but if Christian has that moment next summer, he'll be that guy on the poster.
All right, great stuff there, Jason Longshore. We'll be checking you out tomorrow night, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We'll chat again soon.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.